This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes has become the first defendant in the January 6th insurrection on the U.S. Capitol building in 2021, convicted of seditious conspiracy to receive his punishment. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
A federal judge has sentenced Rhodes to 18 years in prison, the longest sentence given in any of the hundreds of Capitol riot cases. Prosecutors said Rhodes led a weeks-long plot to keep Donald Trump in power, which in turn led to the Oath Keepers attacking the Capitol. They argued for a 25-year sentence, saying Rhodes remains a threat to democracy. Rhodes told the judge he's a political prisoner whose only crime is opposing those who are destroying the country. The sentence will set the standard as more extremist group members receive their own punishments. Former Proud Boys Chief Enrique Tarrio and other leaders will be sentenced in months to come. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukraine's defense ministry says Russian mercenaries with the Wagner Group organization are withdrawing from the outskirts of the city of Bakhmut to be replaced by regular government soldiers. It appears to at least partially confirm statements from the group's founder, Yevgeny Prigozhin, that his forces would be leaving the devastated city on May 25th through June 1st. The Ukrainian defense ministry says that as of Thursday, the mercenaries remain inside the city. The Ukrainian government also says Russia launched 36 drones against the country in overnight attacks, but that every one of them was shot down without reaching their target. Prigozhin claimed to have completed Russia's capture of Bakhmut on Saturday after the longest and bloodiest battle of the war, in which his group played a central role. This is VOA News. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has officially entered next year's presidential election, but to face the presumptive Democratic Party nominee, incumbent President Joe Biden, DeSantis will have to vanquish former President Donald Trump. The story from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman at the White House.
DeSantis was polling higher several months ago, but his popularity was hurt by his referring to the war between Ukraine and Russia as a territorial dispute, lackluster meetings with wealthy donors, and a perceived failure to connect with individual voters. Trump takes credit for transforming DeSantis from an obscure congressman into a two-term governor. Trump has already warned DeSantis, whom he tried to dissuade from running, he will relentlessly attack his foe, an approach that in 2016 helped Trump vanquish the entire Republican primary field and eventually end up at the White House. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
A report says a Navy SEAL candidate's death might have been prevented if flaws in the medical program had been addressed. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
The report by the Naval Education and Training Command finds the program for Navy SEALs is plagued by a poorly integrated medical program, a lack of oversight, and turning a blind eye to the use of performance-enhancing drugs that increases the risk of injury and death to candidates seeking to join the elite commandos. The report was triggered by the death of a sailor, Kyle Mullen, who collapsed and died of acute pneumonia last year just hours after completing the training required during Hell Week. It's a test so grueling that over half don't finish it. Rear Admiral Keith Davids said the Navy will learn from the tragedy. Mullen's mother, a registered nurse, says there needs to be serious accountability. The report suggests a long list of changes, including rigorous drug testing and education around the problem of steroids and other banned drugs some candidates use to get through the rigorous program. I'm Jennifer King.
Russia and Belarus signed a pact on Thursday allowing Moscow to store an undisclosed number of tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. The Kremlin will maintain control of the warheads. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said storage facilities in Belarus would be completed by July 1st. He has not announced when the weapons will be sent to Belarus. And an anti-terrorism court in Pakistan handed over 16 supporters of former Prime Minister Imran Khan to the army on Thursday. The 16 are to be prosecuted in military tribunals for alleged roles in violent protests sparked by the arrest of Imran Khan. It was a short-lived arrest recently. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.